you know, not earning the money that I deserved to earn with the work that I was doing, because I had limiting beliefs around spirituality and success. And I literally used to dance around saying things like, I don't care about money, I just care about inner peace, right? But what I was actually doing was, I was afraid about money. I was ashamed about money. I was afraid to ask for money. I was afraid to dream that I could have abundance of money. So I was escaping and hiding in my spiritual story about how money didn't matter. And so you become that what you think and what you say. So when we were sort of almost going to a second bankruptcy, my husband and I, that's when I decided it was time for me to wake the fuck up.
Okay, that was loud. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my lovely people. It's another show that's gonna really connect you with your inner wisdom, with your peace, with your inner knowing that you are a powerful, fearless, and successful being. And I want to just say how grateful and honored I am to introduce you to someone who has been a mentor to me. She probably didn't know that, but I'm truly, truly honored to introduce you to Mahima, who is tuning in from Switzerland. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Deanna. Thank you so much. This is such a joy and pleasure. I love being around empowered women that are changing the face of planet Earth with their voices and their missions and all the wonderful things that are going on, and women too, and people that also feel like a woman. Yeah, so
yeah. amazing. And I want to say that you probably you know, this is so interesting because I met you in Stockholm at the event called Empowered Woman.
That's so funny.
And I remember, like, I was just starting into my meditation practice and really trying to calm down my thoughts and deal with my thoughts and restlessness. And there you are, like, standing there on the stage, and you did this powerful warrior activation, and the whole scene was like shaking. And then you said something that really blew my mind. And you said something about ridiculous amount of hours that you spend meditating, and how this actually brings all you and your energy forefront. I said, like, how can you calm yourself and yet be so powerful? And I said, like, that it has to be something wrong with me, that I'm not doing it right. But now, like years later, I am so humbled to say that I do feel so much ground, like practicing and doing meditation for so long now. It gives you that groundness, but also you feel that innate power that it's within you. And that's how you go out and be powerful as you are. So
absolutely.
So it's really, really, really an honor to now, like, just come into this full circle and tell you the story that what a gift you are for me and then my meditation practice. So thank you for that.
I'm so happy to hear that, because I know so many people struggle with meditation. And I always say meditation is self-love. It's self-love. Mm. It's the willingness to sit with yourself and listen. And the same way you would want a friend to pay attention to you, to listen to you, to get to know you and what you're really thinking and feeling, and, you know, and also the empty spaces inside of you where you can just be. So meditation is just the art of self-love. And I think once you change that relationship from it being like a strict discipline to a love affair with yourself, then it becomes so much easier to engage.
Ah, that's so delicious. I love that. Meditation and self-love. And I love that you said, like, talking, having a conversation with a friend and, like, having conversation with yourself. So, so important. So I want to start with this question, and then we're just going to see where it takes us. People who are listening to this podcast, I know for myself that is true. And I always like kind of asking myself the same question, and I think it's going to be very valuable for my audience, is how do I begin my journey of self-reflection and finding that inner peace?
So it begins with an awakening. Something has to wake up inside of you. That awakening can happen through something tragic, right? Which shifts and stirs and wakes you up, right? That you can't continue living the way you've been living, right? The awakening can happen, like it happened to me, through a beautiful experience, being surrounded in an ashram with activated people that created a portal for me to drop into inner peace in a way I hadn't consciously dropped into it before. Once I understood the power that existed inside of my own heart, I started my deepening the connection to that aspect of myself journey. So that is how it happens. And as long as an awakening of either one of these two forms has not really happened, you will continue to be asleep, essentially, and feel like, well, I don't know what people are looking for. Everything's fine. What do we need to work on ourselves? Like, just get on with your life, right? And that's okay. Not everybody needs to be on a seeking path. Not everybody is here to, you know, do that journey. It's just for those people that are ready. Something's going to happen to shake you to the very core. And once that happens, I call it the magical journey can begin, right?
A magical journey can begin. I love that. And you mentioned the word seeking path. Not everyone is there. But for people who are listening and they are like really wanting to know what their genius is and want to discover what their purpose is. I know that you're master at this. And like, take us on a path. What would that look like for someone who wants to identify what is my purpose? How do they go about it? Like, genius and purpose.
The thing is that it's difficult to hack your own system, right? So you need help. You need teachers. You need a tribe. You need mentors. You need people who can help you ask powerful questions and not let you go with, I don't know. Like, yes, you do know. All the answers are there inside of you. If you're asking yourself the question, what is my genius? What is my mission? It means something isn't quite hitting its mark inside of your life. Something doesn't feel as fulfilling as you want it to feel. Something maybe feels like it's missing. Maybe you feel like you're a little bit stuck. Everything's fine, but it's not amazing. Maybe you just know that you have so much more to give and you don't know how to give it. You don't know where to give it. You don't know how to untap it. Maybe you feel like you have so much more to say, but you're staying mute and quiet because of fear. So if all these sort of things are happening inside of you, that's a kind of sign that you're seeking, you know, to move forward, to have some kind of breakthrough that takes you to the next level. So I, you know, listening to podcasts like this, meeting incredible teachers and engaging in their content, engaging in their community, engaging in their trainings, right? I see people often, because we have such a lot of resources that are, let's say, free available to us, there can be a tendency to think that you could just do it like that on your own. But the problem is, like, if you're at home alone just consuming this content, there's no feedback. There's no feedback loop. There's no energy circle with other people. And as we know, when you gather with others, it's just more powerful than when you gather alone. It's better to gather alone and go inside than not doing it. But put yourself in with other high vibrational frequency people and recipe for explosive growth, right? So your genius is a superpower you've had your whole adult life, actually, something you're naturally gifted at. But naturally gifted is not masterful. Masterful takes discipline and practice. So somebody could have the genius of martial arts because they just have an innate wisdom in their body that makes them good at that than another person. But to get to mastery, they have to, there's blood, sweat, and tears are going to be involved in that, right? So if you're looking for your genius, if you're looking for your superpower, it's something that you're just naturally gifted at. Now, you might say, I have like 10 things that I'm naturally gifted at. Yeah, but you have to choose something. You cannot become masterful at 10 things. I'm a painter. Those are my paintings behind me. I'm a fashionista. I love even designing clothes and styling. I'm an interior decorator. I love decorating my place. I'll go and, you know, make people's places. I'm a chef. I have like a ton of talents, but I cannot become masterful at all of these things. So I've chosen the path of personal growth. I felt like when I found meditation, I found my superpower, because while others struggled with meditation, I didn't. It just was natural. I felt at ease sitting for long periods of time. You know, I didn't feel like, oh, I can't sit until, like, it was just moving me like, this is freaking awesome. Yeah, I loved it. So we have gifts. We have things we're naturally good at. But if we want to really, you know, create something powerful and build our confidence, we need to choose a path.
I love that. And it's just like dawned on at me how important that is. Like, we are all multi-passionate and we all, you know, have different talents and we are multi-dimensional, and how like really good it felt that you said you have to choose that path and focus on one thing that you're going to master, and how that takes discipline and practice. Because we all know, like, people like Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, they are known for like mastering one art, but they were also good at many different things, right? But there's like one art that they really mastered. So exactly. I love that.
And just on that point, you know, because people say like, oh, but they're triple threat, then they're acting, they're, you know, writing, they're public speaking. Yes. However, first, they mastered the basketball, and then they had a tree trunk and then grew the branches. Some people have no tree trunk and they're already trying to branch out. And that's what creates the lack of feeling of momentum and success that you might be looking for. So grow the trunk. And then, of course, you know, you're free to branch.
Yes. Wow. Yes. And you mentioned also, like, we have a lot of resources that are available for free. Like, we live in information age, and there's a lot of things that we can get. And I love that you said, seek for mentors, seek for, you know, tribe, for the community. If people would really like now want to know, what is best way? What do you personally think? What is best way to create community? Because now we're getting out of this period of being in a lockdown and being now, like, where do we go? Like online events or offline events? Like, what do you personally think? Where is the trend, and where should people like really lean into to seek that connectedness and tribe and soulful connections?
I honestly think you should try to get it anywhere where it vibrates with you, right? I don't think it needs to be just online, offline. I don't, because there's such a power in diversity that you cut off when you just be like, when you're just in that mode of, I need to connect offline, right? I need to be in a room and hug people. Like, there is a spiritual hug that is beyond time and space, beyond computer or internet, that is so powerful. Like, you can be in a room with a person and feel completely disconnected from them. No vibrancy, no attunement. And there can be someone who's on the other side of the planet that you're completely, you know, at one with, or totally connected in the energy body, right? So I think we should go beyond offer online at this point to go to look for the high vibrational frequency, which draws you. And if, you know, if that draws you to that person, and the only way you can see that person is online, then God damn it, be with that person online, right? If you can go and be in a room with someone, fantastic, do that. But don't make the distinction, because I think when you do that, you're cutting yourself off to the amazing possibilities that could be coming towards you through on or offline encounters, right? So that's what I would tell people. Just look for the frequency beyond the story of it's in my city, therefore it's right. You can have that. You can have your cake and eat it, right?
You can have it all. Yes. And I love spiritual hug beyond time and space.
We're vibing. You know, we just like from the moment we came on this call,
yeah,
it was like a spiritual hug. Our energies are vibing, our hearts open. I feel explosive joy being in your presence. And it's just wonderful, right?
So honoring.
Enjoy the people wherever they are, and don't create the boundaries about offer online.
Love that. I so needed to hear that, because I think I felt like, oh, now it was a time where we thrived in the online space. And now it's like, I want to, like you said, like I want to hug people. And we can have it both. We can have it all. And it's so good. And I know our spiritual gangsters listening to this, they will like clap their hands and throw it in the air. Like, yes, yes, yes. Amen. That is good.
I'm with it.
Yes, that's so good. When you said also, I want to go back to that tribe seeking and really like knowing that, how do you know, like you were mentioning the frequency. And this is a question that I get a lot of time. And it's like, I have a very close circle of people who I confine with and I really collaborate with. And it's really like, I think that I'm expanding within the circle rather than like going wide. Like I'm finding the expansion within the people that I already created this trust and the frequency. And people who are like, how do I actually know what is the right frequency? Is that something that has to do with the energy, my heart, the karma? Where would you answer that question?
I would say that you feel it in your heart. It's not a head thing. It's just, it's something literally visceral and physical that just kind of like kind of comes at you when you're in the presence of a message, an energy, or a frequency that you need. It's like it catches your attention. You don't need to try to focus. What is this person saying? I need to concentrate. Like, you know, that's not there. You're just like, you're just fucking absorbing. You're just hearing it. You're just feeling it, right? Trust that. So many people don't trust that, right? That's for me a sign when I don't need to use a lot of effort to focus, because let's face it, there's a lot of things pulling our attention, right? And some things are just, I find I need a lot of energy to focus. I need to focus on this person. What are they saying? Do I understand what they're saying? Do I get, like, that's way too much effort. You want to be pulled to the things that just grab you from inside, and you just feel drawn, and it feels effortless. It feels like I can just sit and listen to this person all day long, because it's just vibing. You're vibing, right? And we need to learn to trust that. I see a lot of people, they go back and forth in their head. They start mind fucking, right? And then they lose the connection to that, you know, that feeling that they had. So, but learning to trust yourself, once again, is an art that you need to develop, right? And you develop it by becoming conscious of the fact that you don't trust yourself, right? So if you feel like, I don't trust myself, that's a good awareness. That's a good place to start, okay? Because then when we own what we are not doing or what isn't correct in our system, we can also start owning the solutions, right? So if we're believing, like, oh, I'm so trusting, but it's actually not true, right? We're disconnected, we're fragmented. We have one belief, but we're saying something, but acting in a different way. And I think you see many people like that, right? So It's like they can be like, I'm so happy, but you can feel like something's not right. It's not grounded, right? So we want to come into that alignment where what we say and what we're doing, there's an alignment.
So good. And I think this is also to what was coming up for me, like it's the disconnection or dissociation with our feelings. Like I had this period, actually like 2 decades of numbing my feelings, like avoiding the feelings and not going there. And I discovered that meditation really helped me to observe and acknowledge any feeling that is coming up for me and not labeling it as bad or good or whatever, just sitting with that feeling and trusting that feeling is coming through you for a reason. And I want for you to tap into that, because I think it's, especially women, we are taught to, don't cry like a you know, baby girl or whatever, like mm-hmm. even boys, mm-hmm. like, you know, and how important it is to acknowledge the feelings that are coming, and maybe a tip how they can go about it. Like, really, is that the meditation or any kind of practice that you would recommend?
Absolutely. You know, it's all about self-awareness, right? What you can, like, we have a subconscious mind. Everything is happening there. It's sort of in the background. But once we start to bring some of those subconscious beliefs up to the surface, it's really empowering. When you think, like, a lot of people are scared of intense feelings, because let's face it, when we get triggered, we feel, right? There's like a storm inside. And so that's what we're avoiding, right? We're like trying to, you know, watch TV or whatever, play with our phones or drink some alcohol or whatever, do something so we don't have to feel those feelings. Because when we have encountered triggers, they feel like, oh, it's really coming up, right? But the funny thing is, when you understand you're not your thoughts, you're not your feelings, then the question is, who are you? And that's when you start to tap into something that's greater than those negative thoughts and feelings. Now, that's difficult to understand if you hadn't had an awakening to your deeper self. So it's like your realm of reality are those thoughts and feelings, and you live with inside of those thoughts and feelings. Now, meditation, self-reflection, personal growth work allows you to expand your perception of self, and you can experience something that is beyond your thoughts and feelings, which is a deeper sense of self. And, you know, for those of you who've not experienced this, this could sound like I'm literally speaking Chinese right now, okay? But for those of you who have experienced it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There is a place inside where you can rest, where there is no longer this negative voice saying, you're stupid, you're not good enough, stop, try harder. You're too fat, you're too stupid, you're too ugly. Like, that voice is gone. And the only thing you experience is kindness, lightness, silence, love. And this is a part of who we are. But in school, we don't get taught to connect to this part of ourselves. What we're taught to connect to is our thoughts and feelings, right? Think. Think about the exam, think about the next exam, think about, right? So we disconnected from that aspect of ourselves. And so getting back that connection allows you to be able to face your shadow feelings without them feeling like they're gonna take over. Even if they do, you have the tools to be able to reduce their impact and take some distance, right? So it's really worth to develop the skill to connect to your soul, your spirit, the part of you that is that came into this world with nothing and that's going to leave with nothing. The soul that is contained within this body. There is a DNA of the soul, which is love, which is serenity. And it's everyone's birthright. So what I'm saying isn't something fancy just for, like, you know, Tibetan monks. No, you came into this world with this wisdom. And now you just need to allow yourself to reconnect with that truth that's already inside of you.
DNA of the soul is love and serenity. Love that. Oh my God, you're speaking to my soul.
That's
so beautiful. So beautiful. So many good stuff. And I love that you mentioned you're not your thoughts and you're not your feelings and how we actually been taught to think and to really like be in that mindset of you are your thoughts. That's what you are from an early age. So I love that, just bringing us back home into our hearts and knowing that love and compassion and kindness and lightness is always available to us within. Love this. And I love to say, because this is the Fearless and Successful podcast, and I do believe that love and fear don't reside in the same human or soul experience. And I always love to tap into infinite love and talk about this. And I do believe that everything happens through lens of love. And I would love for you to actually tell us about your story when you felt fearful. What was a moment? I know you had many, plenty of them. I heard some of them. What was the moment where you felt fearful and you overcome a fear? And now when you look back, we're like, God damn it. Like, this was the moment that created a pivotal shift in my life, in my career.
Absolutely. So one of the moments that I remember is after sort of slogging away for about 15 years as a personal growth mentor, I found myself financially dependent on my husband and, you know, not earning the money that I deserved to earn with the work that I was doing, because I had limiting beliefs around spirituality and success. And I literally used to dance around saying things like, I don't care about money, I just care about inner peace, right? But what I was actually doing was I was afraid about money. I was ashamed about money. I was afraid to ask for money. I was afraid to dream that I could have abundance of money. So I was escaping and hiding in my spiritual story about how money didn't matter. And so you become that what you think and what you say. So when we were sort of almost going to a second bankruptcy, my husband and I, that's when I decided it was time for me to wake the fuck up, okay, and start to think differently about money and the work that I was doing and my worth. And I took on coaches that started to help me see the small limiting game that I was playing. They started suggesting price points for my services where I literally felt ill. Just the thought of saying the number, right? Like 3,500. I mean, I now sell packages for up to 50,000. But at that point, this is like just not even that long ago, like 7-8 years ago, right? Just even saying the number 3,500, I felt like ashamed. I felt terrified. People were going to laugh at me. And I was scared. I was scared to put myself out there and stand in front of people and ask for money for my services. I was scared of the rejection. I was scared of people saying, like everyone just sitting there, nobody saying, yes, I would love to join. And so that was really interesting. All of that muckiness that I had inside of me. And I had the courage to be coached. I had the courage to step up and do the work and transform those negative beliefs about worth, about value, to be able to, you know, to today be able to confidently stand up and know that my services are valuable. They're worth every cent that anyone's going to pay me for it, and to have no shame or guilt or weird feelings, to just stand in my truth and the love for the work that I do and for this company that needs, it's a sustainable company, that needs resources to sustain itself. I need resources to live here in Switzerland. My husband works for the company too. So we need to have a productive, healthy company. And for that, I need to have all of my money bullshit out the way to be able to step into that person. So that's one story of how I've overcome. I still see levels of limiting beliefs, okay, on that topic, because I think that when, you know, when this topic has gone deep, it's not like, oh, that's it, that's the end. There's now another level to untap, okay? And I can feel that, you know, let's call it fear that could come up, like, ooh, can I go to that level now, right? I've reached this level, but can I go there, right? And then comes again. But now I know the trick of the ego and how it keeps you small. So I know I'll be able to untap that level if that's what I really want, right? So that's one story that I can tell about overcoming fear of, you know, and building a beautiful company, because I had the courage to just step out of those fears. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's just so humbling to hear also you, like, such a master to there's like, you know, you overcome this fear, but it's still like coming up, and how you are able to identify it and, you know, yeah, it's coming at this next level, and I'm ready to tackle it. I know how to do it, because sometimes we really feel, especially in this personal development game, we feel like, oh, I read the book, I hired a coach, I'm done. I'm going to put it on a shelf and I'm done with the thing. And then it hits you and it's like, what the fuck is this right now?
Yeah.
You know, it keeps coming back. And, you know, one of my good friends, she's always says, like, next level, another devil. And it comes. And I'm so honoring to hear you that you are also dealing with that. Like,
oh, 100%. It's like, yeah. It's not a destination. Spiritual growth is not a destination, right, where you arrive. It's a journey, because you never know what challenges are going to rise up. Right. So think of it as if you're driving a car, okay, and you're going on the journey in the car. And, you know, first part of the journey, it's a beautiful, nice highway. You can really drive nicely and everything's super nice. Okay. And then the road starts to narrow. It starts to narrow and it starts to go up a steep, 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 narrow. Yeah. And now it feels like, oh God, this doesn't feel as safe as when I drove on the nice big highway. No, because you don't know what you're going to find, right? So, and then maybe there's a part of the path where literally there's rocks that fell down and now there's big boulders in front of the road. And you've got to figure out, how do I keep on driving along this road, right? So maybe you're going to need to stop and clear the road for some time, and then you can keep on going, right? So this is life. We have no idea. We're living in a mystery. And I see so many people afraid of that mystery, right? No, there's going to be different parts of the road. Some parts are going to feel easy and smooth. Some parts are going to feel like you're going downhill without brakes, right? And expect it. Yeah, wake up each day and expect life in all of its glory and messiness and beauty and shadow. And I think if you come with that curiosity and that willingness to say, it really doesn't matter what part of the road I'm on the journey, I'm in this body, I still can breathe this air, I still get to play in this planet Earth and in all of this movie, right? So whether I'm on the narrow, steep road where I'm like, oh, what's happening? Or I'm stopped because there is a snow avalanche that needs to clear up. It's all good. It's all good, right? Success is not a destination. It is a journey. And you've got to be willing to be on that journey day by day, breath by breath, moment by moment, step by step, right? And if you can really dig in there, that's where the magic of life is actually waiting for you, right? In that place where you take your mind out of the past, you may take your mind out of the future, and you just start to live here. Can you still go and dream and create a vision, yeah, you can and you need to, because your mind creates, yeah, you're planting today the seeds for your tomorrows. Mm-hmm. If you get the grace to still be in your body in 5 years, in 10 years, never take it for granted. A wise man or woman, or any gray in between that you feel like, okay, knows all that is real is this moment. And I may have big dreams. I may get to see those dreams fulfilled, or I may only make it halfway up to the summit, and that's okay, right? So yeah, live your life, live in the moment, live with passion. Live in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it says in your book, live the moment. I love that. Wow, it's so good. I so love this. It resonates with me so deeply, and I'm here for the mystery.
Yes.
So good. Wow. This was a perfect kind of wrap up. And before we, I see you all the people nodding right now and saying, you know, like, yes, we are opting in for the journey. And we just want to acknowledge you for doing the work and just listening to the end. And I want to invite you to stick to the end, or because Mahima has a gift for all of you beautiful people who are ready to live that journey and live in the moment. So please share with us, what is the gift?
Well, you held up my book. So I'm actually giving my international best-selling book to everyone for free. It's a download, which you can get on my website, themahimamindset.com. I'll tell you more about that in a second. You're going to get three free products. We call it our free membership, become a part of the conversation of personal empowerment. And we're going to give you three products, the book, also my 7 days Reprogram Your Mind, which is about looking at the world from a different perspective, the perspective of the soul, the perspective of the glass is, it's a glass half full or half empty, right? Changing your perspective of how you see the world. A lot of us are so afraid of life, afraid of mistakes, afraid of failure, afraid of things going wrong, but all of that's going to happen. And I want you to change your perspective of what that means, right? What does it mean to fail? It means that you're on your way to success. If I hadn't failed a million times, I wouldn't be the epic, superstar that I've become today. And I have more superstardom in me that I'm trying to untap, which will involve more failures, right? Because that's what's needed to succeed. You need to fall, you need to stumble, and then you need to get back up and try again. Yeah, it's like anything you've ever learned, that's how it works. But when it comes to life, we don't want that. We just want it to work, right? Anything you've ever learned to do, it took a while. Yeah, you learned a language, you spoke badly, and then at one point you spoke better, and then you mastered it. It's the same with life, you need to master it, right? So practice living, right? And the 7 days Reprogram Your Mind is going to allow you to get that shift. And then, of course, because I'm the queen of inner peace, I want to give you my 21-day meditation challenge so that you can start grounding into the power of the now and really start to feel that how easy it is to take your mind out of the gutter, as I call it, out of fear, out of confusion, and just poof, rest in the power of the now. So that's my 21-day meditation challenge. So that's three beautiful gifts for you today. All you have to do is just go to my website, themahimamindset.com/free, or if you can't remember the /free, just go to themahimamindset.com. You'll just see it right there when you get there. It says sign up for the free membership. And in case you're wondering about the Mahima, it's, I always say it's Mama with a hi in the middle. So Mahima, themahimamindset.com. And join me in the conversation of personal empowerment. And I love having fun while I own my shit. Yeah, I don't want to just be in the shitty part.
That's something we want to put on a shirt, like my friend would say. I want to have fun while I'm dealing with my shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So good.
Exactly. You can
love it. We definitely can. And I love, thank you so much for such a generous gift. You guys, I don't know, like if you felt it, I felt it. Yeah, I definitely feel that this resonated in so many ways with me. And I know that that always kind of give my audience also affirmation that they are in the right place. So thank you. I'm just so, so honored and so blessed. And for people who also want to connect with you on a social media, what is your preferred platform? We're going to put all the links, of course, also the website. But what is, like, they want to say hi and they want to say like, hey, Mahima, you totally rock this podcast. Where can they connect with you?
Listen, I'm not the biggest social media, but I know I've got to learn it. So go to Mahima Mindset for Instagram. Yeah, okay, Mahima perfect. Mindset, easy to remember. And that will hook you up with my Facebook, which I believe is Mahima Lucille Klinger. Right. Mm-hmm. On Facebook. So or the Mahima Mindset on Facebook is also a good place to go to. Yeah, the Mahima Mindset page, like us and get some, you know, some stuff over there. And of course, the YouTube channel, the Mahima Mindset YouTube channel. So yeah, any of these places where you feel most at home, you can hook up, and I would love to hear from you. And thank you so much for listening and being a part of the conversation of transformation inside of the world. We need more people being excited about this content. Share, spread it, review this podcast, give, you know, rating 5 stars for brilliant conversations about people, you know, empowering each other. Thank you, Diana, for this opportunity.
Namaste. So good. Wow, this felt like a soulful hug.
Yes,
so
it did.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And I'm going to catch you somewhere in the... Somewhere online, offline, it doesn't really matter. So thank you so much.
You're
guys,
welcome.
Have fun and don't forget to be awesome. Ciao.
Be awesome.
The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your Hype Girl D, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you and I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.